Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Stepping Stones by Bert Jansch and John Renborn. We heard the tune Tick-Tockative. Stepping Stones was released in the U.S. on Vanguard Records, and Tick-Tockative was written by both Bert and John. The music scene was saddened with the death of Tom Rapp in February. He was 70 years old. There's a whole generation of listeners who probably wondered who he was. Here's a short biography. Tom was born in North Dakota in 1947, and later as a young child, the family moved to Minnesota and later to Pennsylvania. He was taught his first guitar chords from a country musician in Minnesota, and later he entered a talent contest in Rochester, Minnesota. He came in third, and a guy named Robert Zimmerman came in fifth. His band Pearls Before Swine was formed in 1965 with some high school friends. They sent a demo to ESP Records and were signed to release their first album, One Nation Underground. By the time of the third album, the band consisted of Tom with various studio musicians, and their recordings were released on Warner Brothers Records. His quirky style and his eclectic arrangements were a perfect match for progressive radio. He toured with Buddy Guy, Gordon Lightfoot, Chuck Berry, and Bob Dylan. He turned down the opportunity to perform at the Woodstock Festival, but a reconstituted band opened for Pink Floyd in 1970. Due to management difficulties, Tom ceased making music in 1976. Though a part of the counterculture at the time, he refused to drop out and, in fact, went to college and graduated with a law degree from the University of Pennsylvania in 1984. He worked as a civil rights attorney. He died of cancer at his home in Melbourne, Florida. Tom was quoted as describing his career, "They call me a psychedelic godfather, and they have these articles about how I'm a legend. The way it works is you do some albums in the 60s that are okay, you go away for 30 years, and you don't die. Then you're a legend." This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll listen to music from the U.S. and the U.K. that was inspired by Tom Rapp and his eclectic sound, which was very much a part of its time. Open with a set of Tom's music and begin with the first album from Pearls Before Swine, One Nation Underground, and Morning Song on ESP Records. Stretch your ears a bit this week as we pay tribute to Tom Rapp on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Morning. ledge, the leopard walks. Soft paws, cold, lean and crisp. Telling jokes, the old Jew told. Laughing with a lisp.
Sand to the city of gold. When I scratched upon the gate, oh Lord, and I felt so old. My talking, it was only words. My smile was only tea. Oh, I had so many friends there, I knew I was alone. Oh, Lord, I felt like a thief. And then I saw a man all wrapped in chains and racked with pain all through. I said, I saw your face once in a pane of glass. And he said, I saw you. Well, then he handed me a book. I asked him what it was. But just then, all the townspeople gathered round to look at all the blood. The people, they all jeered at him and circled him all round. And an old man pulled a gun from his
his pain and laughed and shot him down. They called the gas, they pulled out knives. What they did, I will not say. Then the old man turned to me, said, you know, we don't like your kind. And I knew that I was saved.
We're celebrating the music of Tom Rapp this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. He passed away in February, and his band was called Pearls Before Swine, even if he was the only member by the end. We just heard from Beautiful Lies You Could Live In, pretty tune called Come to Me. And before that, from City of Gold, we heard the title track. Those two recordings were released on Warner Brothers, and they were only Tom Rapp with studio folks behind him. And then we let off that set with One Nation Underground, the very first Pearls Before Swine recording, released on ESP Records back in 1967. And we heard Morning Song from Tom Rapp and Pearls Before Swine. Tom's music influenced a great number of musicians from that time. And Jerry Yester, who had been a member of the association and played with the Love and Spoonful, and his wife Judy Henske, who was a folk singer, released Farewell Aldebaran in 1969 with a sound that borrowed a bit from Pearls Before Swine. Here's Raider from Jerry Yester and Judy Henske from Farewell Aldebaran on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. for 17 years I've been standing by your window. I pray until the sun sets and I cry until the wind blows. So down on your knees, little woman,
little woman,
it's time for me to kiss. It's time for us to kiss.
Hold the table steady,
cause it's time for solitaire. I said hold
the table steady,
cause it's time for solitaire. I got a gypsy fortune, a gypsy woman, a gypsy solitaire.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1815. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Stepping Stones from Bert Jansch and John Renborn. And we heard Red Favorite, written by Bert and John. That's on Vanguard Records from back in 1968. We're spending some time paying tribute to Tom Rapp and Pearls Before Swine this week. Tom passed away in February. We heard Frazier and DeBolt from their recording with Ian Genther and Gypsy Solitaire. That was from 1971 on Columbia Records. And before that, we heard from Sandy Bull, the multi-instrumentalist, and his arrangement of Carl Orff's Carmina Burana. He called it the Carmina Burana Fantasy. It's recorded back in 1963, and it's included on Vanguard Visionaries, the Sandy Bull edition on Vanguard Records. And we let off that set with Jerry Yester and Judy Henske from back in 1969 from the recording Farewell Aldebaran. We heard Raider. That was originally released on Straight Records, which was Frank Zappa's company. It's been reissued on Omnivore Records from 1969. We're going to move across the big pond now and listen to some musicians who were influenced by Tom Rapp and Pearls Before Swine. First, we'll hear from the Incredible String Band, and we'll hear two separate tracks. The first one is from their very first recording when they were still a trio, kind of a jug band, featuring Mike Heron, Robin Williamson, and Clive Palmer. This is How Happy I Am. And then from The Hangman's Beautiful Daughter, we'll hear Witch's Hat. This is the Incredible String Band on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Till the whiskey is gone. Oh Lord, how happy I am. Oh, when I first met my woman, you know she was nice and kind as can be. Now she go walking out all over town, and she do just what she please. Well, if she thinks I'm sitting here and waiting for her to come home, she wanna come a little closer to me right now, and I'll tell you how happy I am. Oh Lord, how happy I am. Oh Lord, how happy I am. I won't feel sad till the whiskey is gone. Oh Lord, how happy I am. A whole lot of women in this world, they make a trouble for all you men. They're strutting around all over the town and then walking back home again. Well, if you think that she's got you down and she's starting to count to ten, yeah, look at her with one eye closed and sing to her again. Oh Lord, how happy I am. Oh Lord, how happy I am. I won't feel sad till the whiskey is gone. Oh Lord, how happy I am. Whisper together and bend in the wind, they lean. Mm-hmm.
Next week a monkey is coming to stay. If I was a witch's hat, sitting on her head like a paraffin stove, I'd fly away and be a bat. Across the air I would stepping like a tightrope walker, putting one foot after another, wearing black cherries for rings.
Summer day. Counting all my blessings as I'm counting all the money I've accumulated on my way. I don't want your plastic gods or tin pot religions and silly ideas. All I want is your money. Summer day. I'm an emancipated firework exploding along your busy street. Thumping my guitar.
feet. I don't care anyone, the whole world and the stars in the sky. Summer day. I'm an emaciated hipster drinking dreams and eating my consciousness. Standing in the gutter in the middle of a splatter head and a horse underneath my lodger.
Thank you. cracks, you've seen me on the metro. In a waking dream, in a waking dream, in a waking dream.
Ran me out in the cold rain and snow. She gave me trouble all my life, ran me out in the cold rain and snow.
Rain and snow, rain and snow,
ran me out in the cold rain and snow. She came running on down the stair, combing back her long yellow hair. Cheeks were as red as the rose,
as the rose, as the rose,
and her cheeks were as red as the
Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase, sparkles on fingers slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain. Maroon colored wine from the vineyards of Charlemagne is sipped by the queen's lip and so gently. Indigo eyes in the flickering candlelight. Such is the silence of royal Camelot. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal town. Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace. The rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers both slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal dome.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we have dedicated this week's program to Tom Rapp and his band Pearls Before Swine. Tom passed away in February. We just heard Donovan from Sunshine Superman in a beautiful song that's sort of hidden in the middle of the record called Guinevere. That's on EMI Records. Before that, we heard from Pentangle from their very final recording of their first incarnation. It's called Reflection, and we heard the old American Appalachian tune, Rain and Snow. That's from 1973. And before that, a band that was very much influenced by the Incredible String Band, a band called Dr. Strangely Strange, from their recording Kip of the Serenes. We heard a tune called On the West Cork Hack, and that was produced by Joe Boyd and released on Progressive Line Records. And before that, the initial recording from Roy Harper. It's called Sophisticated Beggar, and we heard the title track of the recording. It was on Strike Records originally from back in 1967. He got hooked up with Pink Floyd after a while. And before that, we heard from Tyrannosaurus Rex from their recording Prophets, Seers, and Sages, The Angels of the Ages. And we heard a pretty tune called Stacy Grove from Tyrannosaurus Rex, made up of Mark Bolan and Steve Peregrine Took, who was the percussionist. And before that, we heard a couple of tunes from the Incredible String Band to start out the set. We heard Witch's Hat from The Hangman's Beautiful Daughter from 1968. And we let off the set with How Happy I Am from the very first incarnation of the Incredible String Band, back when they were a trio, Mike Heron, Robin Williamson, and Clive Palmer. Hope you've had fun this week stretching your ears a bit. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music. This is episode 1815.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of...